local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 7:05, FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings. Get the latest on the now landfalling Hurricane Florence from staff meteorologist and tropical weather expert Dr. Bill Williams. Good morning, Doc.
Good morning, Sean.
Well, people are focused, I guess, technically on the fact that it is now landfalling this morning with Florence. They've been feeling hurricane winds for quite a while there along the Carolina coast.
All night long, winds have been onshore from Wilmington on up to Morehead City, North Carolina. And they've been getting onshore surge of water and as well as gale force winds and gust of hurricane force. The center of the storm is just a few miles east and southeast now, Wilmington, right on the coast. Looks like it may be drifting a little to the southwest, so there's a possibility it could go offshore again and then move down along the coast of South Carolina and then eventually move inland over South Carolina for the rest of the weekend. So folks that are in the Carolinas, there's North Carolina and into South Carolina, could have these onshore strong winds all day today, tonight, and most of tomorrow.
What you're talking about, the winds also bringing a lot of rain to the Carolina coast. With the track you're seeing now, with the information you have and the speed, what kind of rainfall totals do you expect for areas of the Carolinas?
Oh, it looks like easily double-digit rains, anywhere 10 to 15, perhaps 20 or more inches, particularly in the coastal counties and in the southern portion of North Carolina, and then over into northeastern South Carolina. And, of course, all that rain will gradually spread inland up into the Appalachians.
Wow, that's going to lead to a lot of flooding, and we'll talk more about this at 7:35. Also, get your weekend weather scale, Dr. Bill. We'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams checking in with us right here on Mobile Mornings. Heading for a high in the 90s, he says get ready for a very hot weekend. We'll have details on that coming up. Right now, let's check traffic. Here is Kane.
Good morning, everyone. For the JubileeRoofing.com traffic center, great ride across the Bayway and the Causeway. For now, Mobile Police Department, state troopers are clear. Government, Spring Hill, and St. Stephens from the Midtown and Downtown area. No delays. Schillinger and Three Knots, Tillman's Corner and Theodore looking good. Long range line at 90. Traffic's running smooth. Enjoy a West Coast wine pairing dinner at the Trellis Room inside the Battle House Hotel. They teamed up with Alabama Crown, hosting a 5-course, 5-wine-pairing dinner with wines from Juan Cristiani Winery in the Napa Valley. Call 338-5441 for reservation. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
You're listening to the newest, boldest, freshest station in Mobile, FM Talk 106.5. Talk radio now in crystal clear digital FM stereo. 8 out of 10 radio users listen to FM, so an advertising campaign for your business on FM Talk 106.5 will reach the number of qualified adults it'll take to increase your business. Our listeners are paying attention to what we're saying, not just to song after song. This is Bill Roth, Director of Sales, and I'd be happy to talk to you about how we can successfully advertise your business. This is a great economy, and by giving me a call at 251-344-1065, extension 15, we'll discuss how to promote your business efficiently and economically. Our listeners should be your customers. Let's talk about how to make that happen. The number again is 251-344-1065, extension 15. We're FM Talk 106.5. Let us go to work for you.
7:09, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings, and time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. As Hurricane Florence inches closer and closer to the Carolinas, movements at the Waffle House make it crystal clear this weather is serious business. Pictures posted on social media show the Georgia-based headquarters as an activated storm center. They say their personnel is monitoring the conditions as the hurricane makes its way towards the coasts of South Carolina and North Carolina. So here's how it works. Local FEMA officials will call a Waffle House when a storm hits, assigning an index of conditions. Green means the restaurant is open and serving its regular menu. Yellow means a scaled back menu and likely issues with water or power. And red means the restaurant is closed and the area is likely in need of assistance. According to Fox News, Waffle House uses its own fleet of response units that transport generators, communications equipment, and other items, which can can assist a restaurant in reopening quickly. Its response plans were developed after Hurricane Katrina in 2005, when storms destroyed 7 Waffle Houses and forced 100 more to close. Score one for the media and the good guys after surveillance tape and tips from alert citizens nabs a man wanted for stealing from a car lot. In a surveillance video from MJM Automotive on Cottage Hill, a man looks to be car shopping, but instead police say he stole a $2,500 winch off a Jeep Wrangler. Once that video was broadcast on our local news, the tips started pouring in. From Joe Gaston, the owner, quote, within 30 minutes of it airing on Fox 10, we had several phone calls from people who recognized the individual that stole the winch off the Jeep and also recognized his vehicle. But the next morning, we had all the information we needed to have him turned over to the police. Police had a search warrant and arrested 45-year-old Tom Bobo. The owner paid the tipsters $500, and thanks to the story, another viewer purchased that Jeep. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Oh, hello. I didn't see you there. I'm Bob, an apartment home at Legacy Oaks, and I'm so excited. My new family is coming by today to get acquainted. I just love having a family to take care of. A lot of folks have been coming in and out, getting me ready, you know, making sure that my gas, fireplace, and oven are ready. It's always cozy when my family gathers around the fireplace. I like to give my family plenty of room so everyone has their own space, but it's always nice when we get together in my large eat-in kitchen. And you know, Mom's gonna love the large bath. It's a great place to relax in a large jacuzzi garden tub. I'll even protect the family vehicles with an attached garage. And some of my second floor brothers and sisters even have private elevators. I'm kind of secluded in a large gated community in Spring Hill on DeRue Drive with lots of green space, but real convenient to shopping, restaurants, healthcare, and minutes from I-65. There's lots more I could tell you about the amenities here at Legacy Oaks. You know, clubhouse, swimming pool, fitness room. But you can find that out for yourself on the interweb at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com. Or you can always call Jimmy, she's real nice, and get a tour at 344-8099. Hey, gotta go. My new family's here. I hope I see you soon. Hey, family, welcome home.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A Mobile County grand jury has indicted a man for capital murder. Stephen Mason will stand trial for the murder of his ex-girlfriend, Kaylee Morris. Morris was shot and killed outside her apartment off Greelot Road in West Mobile in 2015. Prosecutors say Mason tried to hire a man to kill Morris. He's also accused of trying to hire others to kill witnesses in the case. Hurricane Florence has weakened to a Category 1 storm and is slowly making its way to the Carolina coast, but life-threatening storm surge has already started and is expected to cause problems for the next few days. North Carolina is already asking the White House to declare another federal state of emergency in anticipation of a long and difficult cleanup. A new and different kind of retail development in Spanish Fort, and work is underway this week at the Spanish Fort Town Center. It's called The Fort. The unique space will actually be a food and entertainment complex. They've just broken ground and say it should be open in the next couple of months. It'll be made using 10 refurbished shipping containers.
Containers being shipped in about 30 days. And
developers hope it will spark renewed interest in the shopping center. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Southern Cancer Center reminds you that September is Prostate Cancer Awareness Month. Prostate cancer is the second most diagnosed cancer among men, affecting 1 in 7. The good news is it's treatable and preventable. In fact, when caught in an early stage, prostate cancer has nearly 100% survival rate. Please get your annual prostate exam, maintain a healthy weight, and exercise regularly. As always, put down that cigarette. For more information, visit SouthernCancerCenter.com. Navigating you from patient to survivor.
Contests on FM Talk 106.5 are open to persons 18 years of age or older. No purchase necessary to enter or win. Void where prohibited by law. Unless otherwise stated, all prizes must be claimed in person at FM Talk 106.5 studios during regular business hours. All prizes must be claimed within 14 days of winning. No substitution is permitted, and for all prizes with a value over $600, winners must complete a prize claim form, present a valid social security number, and will be issued an IRS form 1099 for the fair market value. Winners are responsible for all applicable title and registration fees and any state, local, and federal taxes. FM Talk 106.5 WAVH, their employees, owners, and agents are not responsible for liabilities arising directly or indirectly from the award or use of the prize. Bigler Broadcasting reserves the right to revise these rules at any time. For a complete copy of the FM Talk 106.5 official contest rules, visit us during regular business hours. 900 Western America Circle, Suite 106, Mobile. The enemy is everywhere. The fight is never ending. And yet, you must continue the battle against dirt.
Now there's an ally in the war to have a clean home. Sunday afternoon at 3, FM Talk 106.5 will be Talking Dirty with David Lord. Brought to you by A&A Vacuum Mart. You'll get all the ammo you need to win the fight against dirt. Information on vacuum cleaner systems. Tips and tools to make your job easier. Join us for Talking Dirty with David Lord. Sunday afternoon at 3 on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 7:15, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. It's time to talk some sports.
And I'm Dalton, and it is time to talk sports.
Yeah,
sports.
That's Dalton, by the way.
This is Dalton.
Hey, Dalton.
Hey, Sean. This is sports brought to you by Papa Murphy's and T. Bachelor and Sons. Or son? T. Bachelor and Sons.
Sons. Yeah.
Oh, Sons, okay. Yeah. In the NFL Thursday night, Cincinnati Bengals beat their division rival Baltimore 34-23. Bengals jumped out to a 21-0 lead, and quarterback Andy Dalton threw four touchdowns in the first half. His first three touchdown passes all went to wide receiver A.J. Green. Here's the third that gave the Bengals a 21-0 lead.
Good protection, pass is caught for the touchdown. Guess who? Number three.
The Ravens were able to fight back and pull within 5 points in the fourth quarter, but two Bengals field goals put the game out of reach. And we're in week three of the 2018 college football season. Tomorrow, the USA Jaguars are at home, and 13 of the 14 SEC teams are in action. South still looking for their first win after a couple of tough matchups to start the season. They'll have their chance tomorrow night at Ladd Peoples Stadium when the Jags host Texas State. Then in the SEC tomorrow, starting at 11 o'clock, number three ranked Georgia hosts Middle Tennessee. Kentucky hosts Murray State, and Tennessee hosts the University of Texas, El Paso. At 1:30, number 8 ranked Notre Dame hosts Vanderbilt. Notre Dame 13.5-point favorite in that game. Then at 2:30 p.m., number 7 ranked Auburn hosts number 12 ranked LSU. That game will air right here on FM Talk 106.5. Pregame starts at 11:30. The Auburn Tigers, 10.5-point favorites in that one. At 3 o'clock, Florida hosts Colorado State. Also at 3, Arkansas hosts North Texas. Then at 6 p.m., the number 1-ranked Alabama Crimson Tide plays at Ole Miss. Alabama, 21.5-point favorite in that game. At 6:30, number 16-ranked Mississippi State hosts Louisiana Lafayette. Purdue hosts Missouri at 6:30, and Texas A&M hosts Louisiana Monroe also at 6:30. The South Carolina Marshall game was canceled due to Hurricane Florence. And in a couple of top 25 matchups, number 17-ranked Boise State plays at number 24, Oklahoma State, and number 4-ranked Ohio State plays number 15th-ranked TCU at AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas. And reminder, if you're in the FM Talk College Pick'em Challenge, make sure you get those picks in before the games kick off tomorrow morning. 7:18 now on FM Talk 106.5, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
And thank you. I was incorrect when I corrected you. Singular.
Singular.
Okay. I know the one. I know Donnie.
So Bachelor and Son. That's what I thought.
You're correct. You were correct, sir.
I'll take that.
All right. Coming right back. I'll make other mistakes straight ahead.
So will I.
Papa Murphy's understands your busy schedule. Control dinner on your schedule. No waiting for a greasy box of delivery pizza. Turn knob, get pizza. Choose a signature recipe or get creative with fresh meats and veggies. Pile on the pepperoni and cheese or go flat out gourmet. Add Papa Murphy's cookie dough and make it a meal. 7 locations, Airport Boulevard, Hillcrest at Cottage Hill, Daphne, Foley, Sims, and Government at Azalea. Fresh, easy, delicious. Papa Murphy.
Established in 1985, T. Bachelor & Son has been a leader in the heating and cooling industry for over 30 years. Our team of professionals is trained to offer prompt, courteous service with your comfort and satisfaction being our ultimate goal. We offer a complete line of home comfort products that fit into any budget, utilizing energy-efficient natural gas. So call the comfort people at T. Bachelor & Son today, 639-9234, where your family's comfort is our family's goal. See us on the web at tbachelorandson.com.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It will be hot with a few afternoon thunderstorms and temperatures in the mid-90s. Tonight, isolated evening thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, hot again with isolated thunderstorms and highs in the mid-90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Boo Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
For the Pits and Suns Towing and Recovery Traffic Center Airport just west of Snow, we've got a new accident. It's already backing up traffic. so be patient through there. Delays continue along Dolphin and McGregor, also Spring Hill and Moffitt in 65, but no problems from Fairhope and Daphne, along 98, Spanish Fort and the Bayway, the Causeway downtown. Jubilee Roofing's a name you can trust. They've been serving Mobile and Baldwin County for over 20 years as the best-rated roofing company in the area, providing new roof and roof repairs with insurance assistance. You can see them online at jubileeroofing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thanks, Kane. 720 FM Talk 106.5. About 15 minutes away from staff meteorologist, tropical weather expert, Dr. Bill Williams. Full discussion of Hurricane Florence. Also, what else is going on in the tropics and our weekend weather, plus the weekend weather scale, all straight ahead. Hey, the day has come, and it is now official. They have opened up the doors at Havana Ray's Cigar Shop and Lounge in Midtown. It offering some exceptional Manus family hospitality, just like you've gotten used to at Cottage Hill Package. But this is a true cigar bar. While they have the huge humidor at Cottage Hill Package, this has got all those great labels, plus a place to sit down and smoke that cigar, where you can relax with friends, network with like-minded people, enjoy a drink and a cigar in one of their comfy leather club chairs. Havana Ray's is furnished with a full bar and a walk-in humidor, where the same friendly staff and tobacconists like you're used to from Cottage Hill Package will help you choose one of their 2,000 cigar labels to fit your taste. Wow, choices. For sure. This is Havana Ray's Cigar Shop and Lounge, brand new in Midtown on Airport, right by Public Safety Memorial Park.
Okay.
And you can go here. What you do is, you basically, if you go to the loop, go like you're going to the Cannon, right? You're going to, like you're going to the Cannon, and right there before you get to Public Safety Memorial Park, if you're heading east, Havana Ray's. It's the actual number here, if you want to plug it into the Google Maps, 2351 Airport Boulevard. But that is Havana Ray's, brand new, same family, you know. The Banas family does great work. They're now doing it at a brand new venue, Havana Ray's in Midtown. Hey, coming up, we'll talk more about Hurricane Florence. And you remember last year when the Sheriff's Department took the mobile kitchen there? They loaded up the kitchen and took it over to Houston for Harvey and fed 14,000 meals in 12 days over there. Well, they're doing the same thing. They're heading east now and north, going to the Carolinas. We'll talk to Lori Miles from the Sheriff's Department about that coming up. Right now, let's check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Mark your calendars. We now have more details on Alabama's second annual Governor's Job Fair for people with disabilities. October the 25th in Huntsville. That's where job seekers will get a chance to meet and interview with employers at the event from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Von Braun Center. More than 1,100 job seekers and nearly 100 employers attended the first job fair in Birmingham last October. Governor Ivey says Alabamians are eager to get to work, and ensuring that we are creating opportunities for all of the men and women across our state remains a top priority of mine. Now, there is no charge for employers or job seekers to participate in the fair, which is open to the public. If you're looking for a job, employers are encouraging you to pre-register online. You also can call 256-851-0537 if you have questions. Don't forget to bring multiple copies of your resume, dress professionally, and be ready for interviews. A baby's smile melts your heart. Well, now hundreds, if not thousands, of babies and their parents have even more reasons to smile after a volunteer donates more than $1 million to help the smallest of special deliveries. The University of South Alabama announced Lewis and Melinda Mapp donated more than $1 million to the USA Health Children's and Women's Hospital's Hollis J. Wiseman Neonatal Intensive Care Unit. Mr. Mapp and his wife established the endowment, they say, because they wanted to do something that would carry on after they were gone. Each week, Mr. Mapp, that's Lewis Mapp, he rocks, feeds, and burps any of the teeny tiny babies in the NICU. That's where human touch and bonding are critical for newborn babies whose parents can't be there every hour of the day. The unit offers care for premature and critically ill newborns and serves as a home away from home for close to 900 babies each year. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. 725 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. About 10 minutes away from staff meteorologist and tropical weather expert Dr. Bill Williams with the latest on Hurricane Florence that has made landfall as of this morning there near Wilmington, North Carolina. But that is, they've been getting battered by hurricane force winds all night long. I mean, now it's, I guess, official landfall happened, but it has been a hurricane for those folks all throughout the night. Watching what's going on along the Carolina coastline, and we've been talking this week, Alabama. power crews heading that way, and you think about giving back, trying to help out other folks. We know what it's like to deal with a hurricane and the aftermath. And now, for the second time in 2 years, folks at the Mobile County Sheriff's Department taking the food truck on the road to go help and give back to folks in affected areas. Joining us from the Sheriff's Department, my friend Lori Miles, to bring us up to date on the newest route and destination for the Sheriff's Department food truck. Good morning.
Good morning, Sean.
Yeah, I want to tell the backstory. That last year, y'all took the mobile kitchen, the food truck. Y'all went over to Houston, and the stats were unreal. How much cooking y'all did, and how many people you fed?
14,000 meals, stayed about 12 days, made a lot of good friends there. And we knew, I think we had only had the food truck probably a week then. And when we purchased it, we knew we wanted to do it for our community and fundraisers and such. But that we knew it had a whole nother purpose.
Yeah, and giving back to hurricane-affected areas and flood-affected areas, that was a big story for Houston, and it's going to be a big story for the Carolinas as well. Big flooding coming their way, and obviously that's going to be with them for a while over there. Talk to us about this process. Do y'all talk to other sheriff's departments? How do you coordinate this?
That's exactly what we do. We yesterday we were speaking with Myrtle Beach, which I believe is Hurry County, and they were set, and they have referred us further inland, up a little northern of where they are. So we're just going to find the one that needs us the most, because what's important here is the first responders. You know, they're the ones out on the scene assisting and helping, and a lot of these agencies already have MREs, but we're a lot better than the MREs, and we're coming at their aid, and we just set up and we just cook all day, and when they get a break, they get to come by, eat, get back out on the road.
And you talking about out on the road, I remember talking with you after y'all got back from Harvey, and the stories that those officers in Houston, they were working like they'd been on like a 21-hour shift or something crazy like that without a hot meal, and could come in there and sit down for a second and eat, and how much that meant to morale.
Yeah, they actually a couple of months later to our agency to present to all the officers, the deputies that went down there and assisted and helped. And right now we have like a waiting list of people that want to get on this trip and head up there. But it's something we need to do, because like you said, we've been affected before and we know what that's like. So if we can go and help someone else, that's what we need to do.
All right, let's talk about how we can help y'all. I know you've got volunteers, and like you said, a list of them that want to go through the Sheriff's Department. Is there anything from the community here that we can do? Do y'all need food? What do you need?
Okay. Well, we have a warehouse that we store this food truck out on Houseberry Road. After we meet today and speak with the agency and find out where we're going, we'll open it up, allow the community to come by and possibly drop some things out there, like a case of water, anything like that. We just don't know, and we don't want to just open the floodgates, you know, on things that they don't need.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to make sure that we're specific, we speak with them, ask of their needs, and then pack up and go. If you'll follow us on our Facebook, we'll send information out to you. You can post it as well.
Mm-hmm.
We'll let everybody know where to drop it off.
That's great. That's what I was wondering. Your Facebook page is so great, and so many people go to it. So that'll be kind of the clearinghouse for information on this.
Yes, it will. And we're set to pack up and leave Sunday morning at 6 a.m., but we may move that up depending on, you know, exactly where we're going.
All right. Well, watch the Facebook page for more details. And hats off once again to you and everybody at the Sheriff's Department for helping out and giving back and, you know, extending that helping hand from our community to another. Thank you, Lori.
Thank you.
All right, coming right back, staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams joins us. We'll talk about Hurricane Florence, also our weekend weather scale. And elsewhere in the tropics, there are some other things going on out there, and he'll let us know more about that coming up in just about 6 minutes right here on FM Talk 106.5.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Police spent most of the day Thursday searching a property in Theodore looking for clues in connection with the disappearance of Daniela Vianne. While investigators did not find her, they did arrest Jason Dykes for unlawful imprisonment and domestic violence charges. We've not been officially told what his connection, if any, may be to Vianne. The search for Daniela has been going on since July 17th. The week after she disappeared, Mobile Homicide took over that investigation. A $2,000 reward is being offered for information. Mobile police are investigating a triple shooting. Police say three people were shot on Norton's Lane just off Navco Road late Thursday afternoon. Police say all three victims were taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. The University of South Alabama's Board of Trustees has approved the next phase of construction for an on-campus stadium. USA will now take bids on three main parts of the stadium, the press tower, the operations building, and the lower bowl. This comes just a couple of weeks after the city of Mobile and Mobile County said they're not going to give USA any public funds for the new facility. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Double rebates. That's right, double rebates. Up to $400 off. Now available at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes on all Liberty Colonial models and up. Unbelievable savings on clearance models with instant cash rebates, free accessories, up to $150, free ground floor delivery up to 50 miles, and 0% interest with approved credit. Now is the time to save on a Liberty Safe at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. The best and largest selection of safes on the Gulf Coast. Own peace of mind. Own a Liberty Safe from Mike Ward's. That's exit 5B Moffitt and I-65 in Mobile. Just look for the giant Liberty Safe.
Special report, Hurricane Florence. The eye of Florence is over land now, coming ashore near Wrightsville Beach, North Carolina, last hour, bringing with it what the National Hurricane Center describes as life-threatening storm surges of seawater, hurricane-force winds, and heavy rain. Power is out for over 450,000 homes and businesses already and may be out for days. Downtown New Bern, North Carolina is underwater now, with remaining residents moved to upper floors of their homes or onto rooftops. Correspondent Diane Gallagher is there.
At this point, I can tell you we don't have any power, but that is not preventing people from at least using their phones to call 911, and they are busy here in Craven County. At least 200 rescues already performed, more than 150 people still waiting to be rescued.
And when the storm finally passes, it's expected that many of those who have left their homes will not have a livable place to return to. Florence will move slowly inland. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. The good news, you can earn some money on a checking account. The bad, you have to have at least $75,000 in deposits to do so. Chase says it's offering 60,000 points to customers who use a new premium checking account called Sapphire Banking. Each Chase point is worth about 2 cents, making the bonus worth $1,200. The new account is piggybacking off the success of Chase's credit cards, the Sapphire Reserve and Sapphire Preferred. A year and a half after announcing plans to launch two private citizens on a flight around the moon using the company's Falcon Heavy rocket and Dragon capsule, SpaceX posted a tweet announcing apparently revised plans to launch a private passenger on a moon flight using SpaceX's new BFR rocket. SpaceX will announce on Monday who exactly is flying on that rocket and why. Crude oil trading at $68.84 a barrel. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a modestly higher open. That's Your Money Now.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Good morning, everyone, from the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center. Mobile Police Department, county and state troopers are working accidents now. Airport just west of Snow Road, also southbound 65 between Dolphin and Airport. If you're traveling southbound 65, 38-mile marker, got a red truck off the roadway. State troopers there. It's about a mile before the Rayburn exit in Baldwin County. Football and pizza are something special at Papa Murphy's. The biggest, baddest pizza is now on sale. The five-meat stuffed pizza is just $12. This is football pizza. Make any day a game day with pizza at Papa Murphy's. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
At 7:35, FM Talk 106.5, and good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
And Florence, now I guess it's official, has made landfall, but that has not, the story about a hurricane has been all night there on the Carolina coast.
Yeah, the area from Wilmington, where it came on shore, all the way on up to Morehead City. North Carolina is beginning onshore winds, both gale force and hurricane force at times. But all night long, that has been the pattern, pushing water onshore. Right now, the center of the storm is along the coast there near Wilmington, and looks like it is moving to the southwest. If that continues, then the center of the storm will move offshore again, and will move along the coast of South Carolina before then turning westward and then moving across South Carolina over the weekend. But that slow track all day, it will move very slowly along the coast of South Carolina. And that means that all that area around Wilmington and on into South Carolina will continue to have onshore winds through tonight and most of tomorrow. Now, the storm will gradually decrease in intensity to a tropical storm, but those winds can be very, very strong, very strong gales that will persist for hour after hour on into Saturday.
Will there be, a second landfall then of the storm if it goes back offshore? Is that a qualified thing, something that's written down?
Yeah, it'll be a second landfall if it does move offshore, which it looks like it's going to do. And that second landfall could come west of Myrtle Beach, perhaps as far south as Georgetown, which is just north of Charleston. And so that's a possibility that it could stay offshore for quite a few hours and then come onshore again.
All right, let's talk about this rainfall, too, because as it has this slow track, you've been saying, hey, that's going to be a situation that's going to lead to higher rainfall totals.
Yeah, the rainfall double-digit will be common, 10 to 20 inches, 30 inches is also wow. Possible. And I've heard a report that 30 may have already occurred. But if that's the case, then it'll get some areas will get beyond 30 inches of rain. And, of course, all that rain will spread across South Carolina and North Carolina as the storm moves well inland late Saturday and Sunday.
So we have a situation where the lower areas will be, they're already inundated, and then that rain hits the front range there, the Appalachians, and then it's got to come back out to the coast.
And all those rivers, streams will start moving back down to the sea, and folks that are seeing an improvement in the weather down on the coast will then have all the water coming back down from the mountains.
Wow. All right. And this last, you said, throughout the weekend as it in the Carolinas, and then I guess eventually does it turn and go north? Where does the remainder of Florence go?
Florence will eventually move on up into North Georgia, the center of it, as a tropical depression, and then we'll turn north and head on up through Tennessee, Kentucky, and then we'll pick up speed and move on out eventually through New England as part of a frontal system. So it'll spread rain all the way, but of course the heaviest rains will be down in the Carolinas and in the southern Appalachians.
All right. Elsewhere in the tropics, what are you watching?
Looking good right now. Isaac is looks like it's going to fade out over the central Caribbean. Helene has also lost intensity. It's a tropical storm in the eastern Atlantic moving north. And then right next to it, just to the west, is Joyce, which is kind of moving around Helene. It's actually headed south, but will turn northeast and eventually head out of the picture. The tropical wave that was in the Gulf of Mexico was moved onshore into South Texas, producing plenty of rain in that part of the country.
All right, Dr. Bill. So with the effects of Florence, will we feel anything here in Alabama this weekend from that?
Well, we are going to have a lot of sunshine. The high pressure is going to build to the west of the storm. We don't have a nice cool air to come down. It's not going to pull all that. It's got to reach all the way up to Canada to pull it down here. as a result, we are going to have sunshine. We're going to keep the humidity, and we're going to have some high temperature and high heat index readings. Starting today, heat index near 105, temperatures getting up near 95 degrees with a few afternoon thunderstorms. Tonight, a slight chance of a thunderstorm in the evening, low in the mid-70s. And then for Saturday, mostly sunny, slight chance of a thunderstorm, up to 95 degrees. Plenty of sunshine on Sunday, and again up to 95. And looks like the heat index over the weekend will be anywhere from 105 to 107.
Yikes. All right, Dr. Bill, with all that being said, I'm worried about this. It's time for our semi-regionally famous weekend weather scale. The forecast lays somewhere between 1 and 2 on your scale. What do you say?
Well, we've got sunshine for the weekend, and also we see that reduction in the thunderstorm activity. That all looks good, but because of the high temperatures, we'll deduct points for that. But we'll still go with a 1.8510.
8510. Really? That high?
1.810.
So,
good week.
All right. Well,
the outside work.
All right. Well, we're having a little trouble hearing Dr. Bill. The just like the TV station, the satellite truck has messed up on us. But we got the general tenor of the weekend. Thank you, Dr. Bill. We'll check back soon. 7:40. Time to check in with Kelly for headlines next.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
7:42, FM Talk 106.5. Time for headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A recall alert is in effect before you put that key into that GM vehicle. Listen up. General Motors is recalling more than 1 million vehicles due to power steering problems. According to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, the recall impacts the 2015 models of the Cadillac Escalade, Chevrolet Silverado 1500, Chevrolet Suburban, Chevrolet Tahoe, GMC Sierra 1500, and the GMC Yukon. According to the NHTSA, electric power steering on the vehicles may be momentarily lost, followed by a sudden return of EPS assist. And because of this, the driver may have difficulty steering the vehicle, especially at low speeds, which increases the risk of a crash. GM says that they will notify owners and dealers will update the EPS module software free of charge. If you have questions, call 1-888-327-4236. Aboard the campus of the University of North Alabama, they are right now meeting about a name, the new nickname possibly for the band. Right now, they're known as the Pride of Dixie. A 19-member panel has been organized to discuss the issues. The panel will be made up of current students, faculty, and alumni. Dr. Ross Alexander, the UNA Vice President for Academic Affairs and the Provost, says that UNA has a reputation as a progressive institution with a long history of successfully using collaborative leadership to address difficult social and cultural issues, and that the university is proud of its musical heritage and the musical heritage of the Shoals, both of which are built around values of inclusion and respect. Marching Band Director Lloyd Jones broke from tradition when he introduced the band as the University of North Alabama Marching Band during the halftime show of the UNA Alabama A&M football game. He says he did so, quote, out of respect for A&M's mission and campus history. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
This information update is brought to you by Mobile Mechanical, your full-line sales and service Quincy compressor distributor, serving the Gulf Coast for over 36 years. Phone 653-6948 for Mobile Mechanical.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A Mobile County grand jury has indicted a man for capital murder. Stephen Mason will stand trial for the murder of his ex-girlfriend, Kaylee Morris. Morris was shot and killed outside her apartment off Greelot Road in West Mobile in 2015. Prosecutors say Mason tried to hire a man to kill Morris. He's also accused of trying to hire others to kill witnesses in the case. Hurricane Florence has weakened to a Category 1 storm and is slowly making its way to the Carolina coast, but life-threatening storm surge has already started and is expected to cause problems for the next few days. North Carolina is already asking the White House to declare another federal state of emergency in anticipation of a long and difficult cleanup. A new and different kind of retail development in Spanish Fort, and work is underway this week at the Spanish Fort Town Center. It's called The Fort. The unique space will actually be a food and entertainment complex. They've just broken ground and say it should be open in the next couple of months. It'll be made using 10 refurbished shipping containers.
Containers being shipped in about 30 days. And
developers hope it will spark renewed interest in the shopping center. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Making Alabama, a bicentennial traveling exhibit presented by the Alabama Humanities Foundation, will be on display September 8th through the 20th at the Tolmanville Branch Library, 601 Stanton Road. Displaying 200 years of Alabama history, this impressive display blends artistic collages, interactive computer tablets, and an audio medley of song and spoken word to tell the Alabama story. To learn more, visit makingalabama.org.
Papa Murphy's understands your busy schedule. Control dinner on your schedule. No waiting for a greasy box of delivery pizza. Turn knob, get pizza. Choose a signature recipe or get creative with fresh meats and veggies. Pile on the pepperoni and cheese or go flat out gourmet. Add Papa Murphy's cookie dough and make it a meal. 7 locations, Airport Boulevard, Hillcrest at Cottage Hill, Daphne, Foley, Sims, and Government at Azalea. Fresh, easy, delicious. Papa Murphy's.
Good morning, 746 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. In baseball Thursday, J.D. Martinez hit his league-leading 41st home run, and the Boston Red Sox beat the Toronto Blue Jays 4-3. Baltimore got a win over Oakland 5-3. Javier Baez hit his 31st home run and also brought in the game-winning run on a 10th-inning bunt as the Chicago Cubs beat Washington 4-3. Colorado beat Arizona 10-3, and the L.A. Dodgers got the win over St. Louis 9-7. As the regular season comes to an end this month, here's a look at the current MLB standings. The Rockies lead the Dodgers by 1.5 games in the National League West. The Cubs lead Milwaukee by 1.5 games in the NL Central. And Atlanta leads Philadelphia by 7.5 games in the NL East. Milwaukee and St. Louis currently hold the National League wildcard spots. In the American League West, Houston leads Oakland by 3.5 games. Cleveland has a 15-game lead in the AL Central, and Boston leads the Yankees by 10.5 games in the AL East. And the Yankees and Oakland currently hold the American League's wildcard spots. In the NFL on Thursday night, the Cincinnati Bengals beat division rival Baltimore 34-23. The Bengals jumped out to a 21-0 lead, and quarterback Andy Dalton threw 4 touchdowns in the first half. His first 3 touchdown passes all went to wide receiver A.J. Green. Here's the third that gave the Bengals a 21-0 lead.
Good protection. Pass is caught for the touchdown. Guess who? Number 3, A.J. Green.
Ravens were able to fight back and pull within 5 points in the fourth quarter, but 2 Bengals field goals put an end to that. Bengals now 2-0 this season, while the Ravens drop to 1-1. We're in week 3 of the 2018 college football season. Tomorrow, the USA Jaguars are at home, and 13 of the 14 SEC teams are in action. South still looking for their first win after a couple of tough matchups to start the season. They'll have their chance tomorrow night at Ladd Peeble Stadium when the Jags host Texas State at 6 p.m. Also tomorrow at 2:30, number 7 ranked Auburn hosts number 12 ranked LSU. Auburn right now a 10.5 point favorite. That game kicks off at 2:30. Pregame starts at 11:30 in the morning right here on FM Talk 106.5. And at 6 p.m. tomorrow night, number 1 ranked Alabama travels to play at Ole Miss. Alabama 21.5 point favorite. That game kicks off at 6 p.m. on ESPN. A couple of top 25 matchups to look forward to tomorrow. Number 17 ranked Boise State plays at number 24 ranked Oklahoma State at 2:30 p.m. The Cowboys a 2-point favorite in that game. And number 4 ranked Ohio State plays number 15th ranked TCU at 7 p.m. at the AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas. Ohio State a 13-point favorite in that game. And a reminder, if you're in the FM Talk College Pick'em Challenge, make sure you get those picks submitted before the games kick off tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. 7:49 now, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's here in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department working an older accident airport just west of Snow Road. It's off to the side of the road now, southbound 65 between Dolphin and Airport. And again, near the Rayburn exit, southbound 65, 38-mile marker. State troopers have got an accident with the vehicle off the side of the road. Hobbytown USA on the corner of Airport and Schillinger Road in Mobile has the latest innovative products like radio control boats or Pro Boat, easy-to-fly aircraft from Hobby Zone, and ground-pounding cars from Losi. It's Hobbytown USA, 633-8446. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It will be hot with a few afternoon thunderstorms and temperatures in the mid-90s. Tonight, isolated evening thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, hot again with isolated thunderstorms and highs in the mid-90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Boo Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, BachelorService.com. Certification 17070.
751 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Check in with Larry Kirby at LCM and talk some inventory with me, Larry.
We got some great inventory, Sean. We got a little bit of everything. You know, we got cars, as always, sport utilities, as always, trucks, as always, but we've got a great selection of all of those.
All right, and you also talked about those third rows that are so popular. I mean, you have double digits of those things.
Well, we're down below double digits, but I think we got 9 left.
So obviously, you sold some yesterday. Good. Well, okay.
They're quite popular.
Well, people come out, too, to look at that selection. And also, the fact is, they don't have to go somewhere first and secure financing. They can come to LCM, and you can get it done for them.
Yeah, 99 out of 100 times we can get, even though they've gotten pre-approved somewhere, we can beat the rate because we do so much business with all these credit unions. You know, we know where to go with each customer and what's going to be the best rate and the best terms for them.
All right, good stuff. Larry, give us directions to come see you.
Highway 90 West of Theodore, online at lcmmotorcars.com. Like us on Facebook or just call us at 375-0068.
Thanks, Larry.
Thanks.
Larry Kirby checking in from LCM. Let's check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. The Port City has even more reasons to cheer this morning as we welcome a new floating dock and boat tour to our waterway. The dock will be utilized by the Wild Native Tours tour boats, according to Mayor Sandy Stimson, who says, quote, the new floating dock will connect our citizens and visitors to the Port of Mobile, Mobile Bay, and the Delta. We are ecstatic for Wild Native to have a presence in downtown Mobile and look forward to future entrepreneurs taking advantage of this new opportunity. The best is yet to come from Mobile's waterfront experience. And the news gets even better because the mayor also says any vessel less than 70 feet in length can use this dock if they are properly certified to carry passengers by the U.S. Coast Guard. Semper Par. There's a great event happening this evening. You can give back in a mighty way. So this evening, for just $35, you can attend the Sounds of Purple, and this benefits the Penelope House. From 5 p.m. to 7:30 p.m., you can shop and meet and greet vendors. Showtime is at 7:30. at the Singer, which is located on Joachim Street in downtown Mobile. A number of notable singers include Madison Grace, Ike Johnson, Tyler Emerson, and Money, also performing the headliner, Raheem Devon. Again, proceeds benefit the Penelope House. The mission of the Penelope House is to provide safety, protection, and support to the victims of domestic violence and their children through the provision of shelter, advocacy, and individual and community education. If you need the crisis number, it is area code 251-342-8994. And if you need help, please call that number. It is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And please share it with your friends. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. 754 FM Talk 106.5. And time to find out what's cooking for this weekend. We check in with our buddy Alec Naaman from Naaman's Catering. Good morning, Alec.
Hey, good morning, guys. How y'all doing?
Doing good. Now, you're going to expand my horizons, because when I hear pizza rolls, I think of something I'm pulling out of the freezer and putting in the microwave. You're gonna up this game here.
Oh, man, yeah. We're not going to go to the frozen food section. We're going to make these from scratch.
All right.
Listen, man, this is pretty good stuff, okay? You know, we get us some sun-dried tomatoes and chop them up really good. Of course, got to get you a good bag of shredded mozzarella. Got to get you some pepperonis and just chop them up pretty good. Get you a little bit of that pizza sauce. You can get that in the jar. That's okay. I don't mind that.
Okay.
You know, and then you sprinkle it with a little salt and pepper and some oregano. But you get you some of this phyllo dough. You know, you can find that in the frozen food counter now, okay?
Okay.
Get you a pack of that phyllo dough, okay? And you lay it out. Now, when you lay out that phyllo dough, you want to get you some melted butter, and you want to brush some butter on it, see, to keep that phyllo dough moist so it don't crack all up as it starts to dry, you know. Anyhow, you fill it full of all those sun-dried tomatoes and mozzarella and pepperoni and season all it, and roll them up, okay? And then when you got to make this dipping sauce. I always like this dipping sauce. I get me a little bit more of that pizza sauce, and I chop me up some cilantro and a little balsamic vinegar and a couple of dashes of Tabasco, and I make me a good little dipping sauce. So after I roll up these little pizza rolls, you know, I bake them in the oven, that kind of stuff, at 350 degrees for, you know, a few minutes till the dough crisp up. It don't take long, about 15 minutes in the oven. But when you pull them out, now you got your nice run of what I call crusty pizza rolls, and you dip it in the tomato sauce. That's how easy this stuff is. This is easy stuff.
Yeah, even I could do it.
Yes, even you can do it without having the children explain the directions.
Well, I wouldn't guarantee that. All right, even better than doing this ourselves would have you come out to our place, come out to our event, cook the pizza rolls or any of the other hundreds of recipes with Naaman's Catering. How do we do that? How do we get in touch with you, Alec?
Well, listen, I don't mind you calling me. You know, here's what it is. A lot of people call us up at 473-3900, and they tell us what they want, and then they come pick it up on game day. And we can fix it where we make it and you bake it, or I can give it to you hot and ready to eat. And they order stuff like gumbo and crab soups. They order some of my Cajun fried turkeys or some pulled pork or whatever, you know. So call us, 473-3900. You can look us up on the web at namenscatering.com, and I got my tailgate menus up there. I even got my holiday menu up there if you're ready to start talking holiday time, you know. But anyhow, that's how fun it is, and that's how easy it is. 473-3900. And you know what? My Jags got to give me a win, all right? I'm demanding it. So I'm going to give you a go, Jags.
I love it, Alec. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
Man, sounds great, guys. Oh, and listen, the Auburn going to be playing tomorrow, right?
That's right.
Well, listen, out at the Nexus Movie Theater, the Dining Theater, they're going to show the Auburn LSU game on the big screen and up in the sports bar. So come out to Nexus and watch the Auburn game on the big screen if you're not traveling up there to Auburn tomorrow.
There you go. Alec Naaman, we appreciate it, man. What's cooking with Alec? And by the way, you'll have more chances to find out about Nexus and shows here on FM Talk 106.5 coming very soon. And we'll be right back. Jeff Poore with us next hour.